Stereotype or plain bias. Wiktionary, describe a stereotype as a conventional, formulaic, and oversimplified conception, opinion, or image of a person who is regarded as embodying or conforming to a set image or type. We cannot avoid stereotypes. It has been the fuel of comedy for years. The old mother-in-law, the Irish jokes, etc. An example of a global stereotype could be the Crocodile Dundee or the late Steve Irwin, setting the world's expectation of Australian men. Thankfully, most of us take the stereotype image no further. However, some people build a whole belief system on top of it. Someone who stereotypes generally thinks that most or all members of an ethnic or racial group are the same. Typical words are used when stereotyping include aggressive, blue-collar, lazy, fanatical. Bias is a preference that inhibits impartial judgment. The use of bias is far more subtle than stereotyping. Often, it is evident through the inclusion of qualifying information, whether true or false. An example could be, for instance, Amit Patel, who has a degree, will be joining our staff, implying that having a degree sets this individual apart from most Indians who may not have a degree. Reflect on the following statement as you see on the slide. Figure out whether it's either a bias or a stereotype. How about the over 50s have many health issues to employ, bias or stereotype? Let's get the girls in on this account. Bias or stereotype? The Asian employees are all too studious for a project team. Bias or stereotypes? Middle Easterns hate Americans. Bias or stereotypes? Perhaps his alcoholism is due to the fact that he's Russian. Bias or stereotype? Now, turn to the exercise in your workbook titled It Starts With You. This exercise is an individual exercise. Reflect on the statement, what are the causes of stereotypical baggage? You will learn to understand your own stereotypes, beliefs, or baggage. It is one thing identifying stereotypes or bias in other people, but what about yourself? With a lifetime of beliefs and past experiences, it is hard to be objective all of the time. In this exercise, you will find out that stereotyping is a learned habit. It can be unlearned with practice. Remember not to judge yourself. A thought is private and not an action. When you have reflected on the exercise, jot down your own thoughts on paper. Ask yourself or reflect on the following question. Did you feel surprised about what your thoughts were? Can you recall something specific from your past that influenced your thinking?